Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Dream Gymnast. So, a couple weeks ago, we have been talking about the three strategies I gave you. The doing strategy, the learning strategy, and the A circle strategy. Right? So those are all great strategies. And what I like to use out of most of those is probably the A circle. And I'm going to give you some ideas of what you could put in your A circle. So let's give an example. Here's an example. Say that you are scared to do a back handspring on the floor. Okay? So your A circle is what is telling you not to do it. Like, no, I'm too scared, I can't do that. That is bad thoughts in your A circle. And we can't let that happen sometimes. Or maybe my A circle is just negative thoughts, like, nope, not gonna do it. Or maybe it's we're not confident or something like that. So if I had a mental block on my round back handspring or a back handspring, what I would put in my A circle is my body. My body knows how to do this skill. But my brain, my thoughts are not letting me do it. So basically what I'm saying is you have to let your body take control, or you have to let your confident self take control. And guys, there's not a wrong or right answer to put in your A circle. It's what's gonna help you. And say I had a mental block on my flyweight, my giants, or anything like that. So we're gonna use the example flyweight. So not only you have to put in good thoughts or positive thoughts or confidence, you can put corrections that might help you, like get my toes up and then let go, keep my legs together, set, or something like that. That corrections can help you, and maybe you won't do it because your coach has to be in your A circle with you. Like, if you need a spot on something to be able to do it, that means your coach is giving you the comfort to be able to do it. So your coach brings herself or himself and confidence to the A circle with you. So, not confidence, sorry, comfort with you in the A circle. So when that coach leaves, you need to work on having your own comfort. How can you practice comforting yourself, not the coach having to do it for you? So that's a really good one that I like to use a lot. But yeah, so that is some key details about the A circle. Now we're going to talk about how you have to be confident in yourself to be able to do something. If you're just like, okay, I'm going to do it, and then while you're going in your head's like, oh my gosh, no, I can't do this. Mm-mm, not going to happen. You're not going to go for it. You have to have positive. You have to have confidence in yourself. You have to have confidence. You have to have positive thoughts. You have to have so many things. But really, the one thing that you need is confidence. There is so many things in the world you think you would need. I need my coach to stand there. I need all my teammates to cheer me on. I need a mat. I need two mats. I need a sting mat. You really don't. All you need is confidence. And how you get confidence? You give yourself positive thoughts. guys, I really hope you guys liked this session. I'll see you guys next week, but try to use the doing strategy, the learning strategy, and the acircle strategy in basic skills. And you can contribute them into your harder skills. So yeah, guys, I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.